Paul Byrne, CEO, Canadian Gaming Association, joins us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I just found out that apparently, even before legalized sports betting in the United States, that I actually, if I wanted to place a bet today, I would have no problem doing this. So what has changed as far as people being able to bet in the United States that they couldn't do before?
Well, they're going to be able to bet in a legal regulated setting. So they're going to be able to go to their local casino or go online with their state lottery corporation and be able to place a bet. Before, they had to go to Nevada if they wanted to do it legally and go to a Las Vegas casino. So for the United States, in the next few weeks, especially in New Jersey, going to probably be the first, they'll be able to walk into their local casino and place a bet.
How much demand will there be for Canada to move on this either? And is this something that would be federally regulated? Would the provinces end up having a say as to this type of lottery, this type of sports betting?
Well, we've had legal sports wagering in Canada for 30 years. And so it's a three-game parlay through the sports lottery products offered across the country. What Canadians haven't been able to do is bet on a single event. And there's a prohibition in the criminal code against single-event sports wagering. We've been working for the last 8 years to try and get the federal government to change that. The provinces have asked. Provinces regulate gaming in Canada. They manage the marketplace in their jurisdictions, and they've done a really good job at it. And they asked over 8 years ago for this change to the criminal code so they could offer single-event sports wagering. Had a couple attempts come close, but the federal government has not seemed to be motivated to take care of this for the provinces. And we're getting a little bit frustrated, frankly, because customers want it. They're betting on sports through offshore online sports books or through bookies in communities, often are fronts for organized crime. But people are betting on single events through these illegal means to the tune of about $14 billion a year.
Right. So when I asked you, I mean, what's changed? I said I can make a bet anytime I want. I know you're talking about legalized betting. But the fact of the matter is we can make a bet anytime we want. And much like the marijuana legislation, the fact of the matter is somebody is taking the government's money that they may as well be taking themselves. So what's stopping them here?
That's a great question, because it is much like marijuana. It's a product enjoyed by millions who spend billions of dollars illegally to obtain it. Customers have spoken, and governments have refused to act, and I don't understand why, because it's good for consumer protection. It's great for protecting athletes. We've had support from our previous attempts from the International Olympic Committee, from Soccer Canada, who recognize that regulated sports betting markets help protect athletes. So there's been lots of reasons why they should do it, and we can't, for the life of us, figure out why they've refused to act.
Okay, so tell me why they think it's all right that you could bet on where three teams have to come in for you to win, but one team not. I don't understand, other than that makes it much easier for them to take your money.
There are much higher profit margins in a sports lottery product than there are a traditional sports book. Traditional sports books work on 5-7% margins, which means they return 95 to 93% of the money goes back to the player in winning bets. So it's a fairer bet because it's an educated bet with sports fans. They like it. That's why they go to those products. So I don't understand why the federal government won't act. The provinces have asked. We've had a coalition of Canadian Chamber of Commerce, Canadian Labor Congress, athletic bodies, law enforcement, and still we sit here today without the change we've asked for.
Paul Byrne, CEO, Canadian Gaming Association, joining us, Brady and Price, 8:39 on this Wednesday morning. Do you look and ever see an era? Not sure if you've been to the UK, but it blows your mind when you walk in and see the betting windows in soccer stadiums. Do you see something a decade from now where you'll walk into the ACC or you'll walk into Rogers Center and you're going to see a window and you'll go bet on the player to hit the first home run, bet on the player to score the first goal in a Leafs Sabres game? Will we see that a decade from now?
I would like to hope I hope we would, because what it is, it's and why professional sports organizations have changed their opinion on sports wagering. It is honestly the next frontier of new revenue for professional sports. It is also a great fan engagement because people enjoy betting on the games and getting engaged and watching. through their bets. And I know some people don't feel that's appropriate thing to do and there should be just fans, but the reality is that's what people are enjoying to do. In the UK, sports betting is the largest part of their gambling industry. And there's been measures and strong measures to protect athletes put in place, educating athletes. And I think there's a balance to be found because I do see that those are the type of products customers want. And they enjoy the game a lot more by doing it.
Wouldn't casinos not want this? I mean, casinos not want this because then people don't have to go to their place anymore. Wouldn't horse racing tracks are closing down all over the United States. Wouldn't they not want this? And some of that has been the only way they can stay open is as many off-track options as possible. You're betting on horses racing on grass in Scotland as opposed to seeing live racing. That's happening less frequently and less frequently. Wouldn't those see that? Sports betting at your corner store as a competing industry?
Well, I think it's looking at the way customers want to engage in their gambling. And when I started this crusade, shall we say, 8 years ago, it was everybody was saying, no, it's a product for the racetracks, it's a product for casinos. And I would say today that it's as much a product for the online space as well, because that's where the customers have gone. And that's where they're looking to engage in sports wagering that way, because we've seen the rise in the use of offshore sports books, the online books that are based abroad, to the tune of over $4 billion a year, you know, gross wager. If that's what they want. So I think it's a mix of everything. I think the experience, and it could be for the hospitality setting too. Live in-game wagering is a really growing popular product.
All right, so we got about a minute, so I'll ask you if government... getting the government to legalize sports betting is first on your list, and you are the CEO of Canadian Gaming Association, what's next? What's next on your to-do list?
Well, we've been working to try, and this presents a great opportunity, but unfortunately for the wrong reasons for us, to go back and say, hey, we had hoped years ago to have a competitive advantage over the U.S. markets, especially in border casino properties across the country, and attracting U.S. patrons. Now we're playing catch-up. And now the is there. The professional leagues who operate in this country as well as the United States have changed their opinions. So now it's time to catch up, get this done, and let our industry benefit from that economically, let the provinces benefit from economically. We think it's time, so we're going to start asking again and saying, can we get this amendment done? It's a very simple amendment. It shouldn't take very long. And there's lots of engaged parties from the athletic community to law enforcement to business.
Paul Burns, CEO, Canadian Gaming Association. Thank you so much for enlightening us.
Thank you, gentlemen.